Often on Sunday mornings when I'm greeting you after Mass, when I'm not celebrating the Mass, I'm out in the courtyard and I look down at the all the different names of all the people who have been inscribed. And some right there, and it's always a memory, most often it's memory of a name or an uncle, aunt, or grandparents, or even parents, and sometimes even children. But there's one brick out there that says something a little different. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It says, "Look busy, Jesus is coming." And it always catches my attention. I think it's sort of cute. And then I think about it and I said, you know, oftentimes that's what we can often interpret the whole of this gospel in that sense that, look busy, he's coming. And I think that the danger of our lives as Catholic Christians is that we do, in fact, get busy and look busy, but not necessarily about the right things. We're busier doing, and this season, if you haven't already, notice how early Christmas came to our stores. It comes earlier and earlier every year. This year it came before Thanksgiving. But the temptation is, in fact, to be busy. And I myself, as much as anyone else, I often wonder if we're busy about all the wrong things. The season of Advent is actually somewhat the opposite. It's not about being busy. It's about actually slowing down just a tad. It's slowing down and getting ready to savor in the Christmas, to savor in the most powerful message that God and good have given us. That he valued us so much that he became one of us. The church believes this is such a powerful message that we set 4 full weeks aside to just prepare ourselves for that message. So the temptation is, and here's the irony of secular society starts celebrating Christmas in its way, right? It's obviously about commercialization. And the day that we start celebrating, which is Christmas Day, it stops. Out goes the Christmas trees and we're done. But that's the exact opposite of what we start on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and then we go for the 12 days. And now we've extended it because we think it's so important to the baptism of the Lord. So please don't put out your Christmas trees on Christmas Day. Keep them all until the baptism of the Lord. Why? Because that's what we celebrate. We celebrate the full length of Christmas. Now, we don't have to complain about all what's happening in the stores. That's okay. Let them do what they do. But let us not be fooled by that. Let us prepare our hearts. May we slow down a little bit. Just take it all in. In fact, just like that psalm that Jed rang, it's almost, we wanted it to go faster. Come on, let's go. No. The whole purpose of that psalm, the whole purpose of the music of Advent is to just slow us down a little bit. It's going to be a little uncomfortable. I could all see you wanting this thing. Come on, hurry up. Well, the intention of that song is to slow you down. And so we're called to, in the Advent season, just slow down a little bit. Take it in. And I know you've got a million things to do. But take the time. Take 10 minutes and experience the beauty of the season. Get ready for Christmas in our heart. Not on the kitchen table and all the goods and all the Christmas tree decorations and underneath the Christmas tree. They're all good. There's nothing wrong with that. But let us take an extra 10 minutes each day just to slow down and say, "Wow, Lord, you became one of us." Tear Dershadan makes this a beautiful challenge for us. He says the intersection of humanity and the human condition and divine presence in the world can be summed up with this phrase. We're human beings not trying to experience the divine, but divine beings experiencing the human condition. We're not human beings experiencing divine. We're divine spiritual beings experiencing the human condition. If we could ponder that message for the rest of this week, just sit with it, that we are spiritual beings created by God, holy. Every single human being is a spiritual being. And let's just take that in for 10 minutes every day. No big exercise in prayer. Just simply sit with the Lord and experience the spiritual divinity that lies within us. That is the ultimate message of Advent. It's not get busy. It's slow down and realize Christ is with us.